18th of December, Matthew 1, 18 to 24. This is how Jesus Christ came to be born. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they came to live together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being an upright man and wanting to spare her disgrace, decided to divorce her informally. He had made up his mind to do this when suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she has conceived what is in her by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one who is to save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. "Look, the virgin is with child and will give birth to a son, whom they will call Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. He took his wife to his home. Today we meet in the words, the holy Joseph, who never said a word. But we can see a lot about him. And there are some people who really honor him very strongly. Well, we can see he's an upright man, and this is something very special to say this in the Bible. And because he was an upright man, he wanted to find a good solution when he heard that Mary was with a child. He didn't know about the secret between God and her, but he was not following bad thoughts, which can easily come in such a situation, and was looking for a solution which will not hurt Mary and will not make a scandal. This is the attitude we do not find very often today. Very easily one talks about sexual sins and shares things about this sphere, which we maybe only know that other people said it, or we do not know really clear circumstances. This I say also with this scandal of misusing what we hear so much in the church in our days from priests. Of course, we have to be very attentive, and if there is something wrong and sins, we have to know it, we have to deal with it. But we should take care just to say something about people which we do not know, because they can be innocent. And if someone is innocent, for example, a priest, and you tell things about which are not true, you will destroy such a life in the public. So it's better to go in the school of St. Joseph and to let show from God the right way how to deal with those sad things. Joseph was called by God, and he explained him the plan of salvation according to Jesus. And we can see it similar to what Mary received in Nazareth from the angel and gave her a wonderful yes we will never forget. And this yes is shown Joseph with obedience. After the dream, he does not discuss in anything. He just was acting what God wants him to do. So we can see the example of two most holy persons which were directly listening to God in situation which they cannot understand. They could accept those situations in faith. And this is a good lecture for us. It cannot be that if we follow the Lord, we only can follow what we can see with our mind. The mind is a natural light, and the mind cannot understand supernatural ways of God out of itself. But the faith is opening the doors for all what God himself wanted to say directly. That is a divine virtue. The faith is a grace we receive. But we also can look for the faith with our own will if we open ourselves for this grace. Then this light of God is giving light to our mind, and we can act in faith and can integrate all our natural elements. And this is a very important point, because there can be two mistakes. One is the mind starts to replace the supernatural light of God. And we want to understand things with our mind which are in need of the supernatural light. And so we close ourselves. Or the other way around, that we don't use our mind any longer in things of faith. But this is not very intelligent and leads to irritations. We can see that the Holy Joseph had a lot of virtues, and that he was acting very clear to Mary. So we can see, I think he had a pure heart. He knew about the purity of Mary, and he didn't want to make anything which could blame her. We do not know how many prayers he sent to God and how much inner fights he had to resist against dark thoughts which can easily come. But we know the result. God led him through this kind of proof. And he was chosen to take her to him and be the head of the Holy Family. And this says a lot about him, and even much more about the love of God to the Holy Joseph.
The O antiphon of today says, O Adonai and leader of the house of Israel, who didst appear to Moses in the flame of the burning bush, and didst give unto him the law on Sinai, come and with an outstretched arm redeem us.
O Adonai, et uxtomus Israel, qui mois in igne flamme rubi apparuisti, et in sinna legem dedisti, veni ad redimentum nos in brachio exter.